Brother, you shouldn't do that because, why? When we get to the book is serious stuff and we get into that, but life is so short, man. Why do you want to live it like this? Amen. Just, you know, laugh at life. In Mexico, we have a saying. It's probably, I don't know if it's in the States, they have it here. Been down in Mexico for 21 years, so I know there's sayings, and sometimes I get my sayings confused and then try to interpret. Oh my goodness. I interpreted for a fella from Alabama. They're like, "You're at the end of your rope." I'm a rope. So there's a, in Spanish, there's a, "You're at the end of the road." So I did that. Amen. And he's like, yeah. You know, they got it. the saying is, they say in Mexico, "Why are you laughing?" And they said, "To keep from crying." I like that one. Amen. So I'll just laugh till the trumpet sounds. I agree with Pastor. I think we're in those last days. And so let me give you my missions, and I haven't given this in a while, my missions verse, one of my favorite missions verse, Jeremiah. Go to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 8, I believe, and I'm not going to preach there, I'm just giving you my favorite missions. We are talking about missions, so I want to give you this, Jeremiah 8:20 has something very powerful, and when I read this, it spoke to my heart, and it encourages me to keep preaching the gospel, to keep being a missionary, because mission's not over. We're not finished. We're not done. And so in Jeremiah 8:20, and again, well, this is Old Testament. I thank you for telling me that. I believe the Bible says that all scripture. We were just reading Psalms and having a good, I was reading that. That's convicting. You got to teach your kids. It talks about teaching your kids. And so that's a theme. We have to do it. If you let the school teach your kids. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and they're going to teach your kids to hate God. That's not true. You're just scaring people. You need to go to school. Find out what they teach there. And so, let's read it. Jeremiah 8. You're right. Jeremiah 8, verse 20. If you have it, say amen. Look at this. The harvest is what? Past. The summer is ended. And we are not saved. I liken that to people who say, "I remember back in the day. When we had missions conferences, we had 200, 300 people, and we'd give a missionary this, and we'd give a missionary that, and we were sending families left and right, and they all talk about the summer. They all talk about the good times. And the only bad thing with that is that there's still people who are not saved. We can't live in the past. We got to move forward. If you're giving missions, well, last year I gave to missions, I don't know if I'm going to give to missions this year. There's people who are still not saved. There's still people who are saying, "We are not saved." And if at home you can read verse 21 and 22, man, it's awesome. "For the hurt of the daughter of my people, am I hurt? I am black. Astonishment hath taken hold of me." That's pretty astonishing when you turn black. Yeah. Again, it's not a racial thing. It's a color thing. Pigment. Yeah. Don't make everything about race. Okay. "Is there no balm in Gilead?" What's that balm? That's healing. The world has no balm. The things that this world offers and the thoughts of man, nothing good can come out of that. But I'll tell you where the balm is. It's in Jesus Christ. And so, why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Well, because they're not getting to it. They're not hearing about the balm. We need to tell them. Okay, so we're going to preach tonight. Again, I said I'm going to be very short. So go to
2 Corinthians chapter 8. Not very short. I'm going to try to be short. And disclaimer, every time I say I'm going to try to be short, guess what happens? God gets all over it. So, and 2 hours later, no. No, we don't want to ruin the good spirit, and we try to get you folks out of here pretty soon. Again, I want to encourage you to do more for missions. Thank you for what you already do. And I do believe that the Lord has a record book. And I do believe that we're going to give an account. Many Christians like to think we're never going to be judged. Well, we are, not for salvation, but we are going to be judged for what we did. And so, let's just serve the Lord, guys. Let's just serve the Lord. I mean, you say, well, it's the end of the world. Just serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Hold on to your Bible and serve the Lord. And I know it's not popular to preach this, brother, but I think we're going to see some of the end day stuff. We're just going to see it setting up. And you already see some persecution. You already see some cashless society. Where in the Bible does it say it's going to be a cashless society? It says nobody will be able to buy or sell without the mark. Not without the money, without the mark. It's going to be run by digital. That's where we're going to. What is this whole COVID thing? To me, I think it's a dry run. I think they're listen, the devil is not all knowing. He's not. Neither are his minions. But they have a plan. And I honestly think they're running it. This is a plan. Look how fast we lost our rights. Look how fast people freaked out and lost their mind for a 0.004 death rate. Yeah. Folks, imagine when it's 10% of the population dying. 15%, 20% of the population dying. They are going to beg the Antichrist to save them. And he'll come in. I'm your Savior. I've got the vaccine. I've got the solution for hunger. Oh, by the way, I'm gay. You got to read your book. He has no natural use of a woman. Well, now you're chasing rabbit. No, sir. I'm trying to open your eyes to what this world is doing. Pete. Old gay Pete was running for president. Not yet, Pete. Next cycle. They're saving him. They're grooming him. Man's married to a man. They're kissing on TV and everything. It doesn't hurt his points. What? They're getting people ready for the Antichrist. When the stinking Antichrist comes and he's fruity as a bat. I don't know how fruity bats are. I do know bats eat fruit. So there you go. Nobody's going to think anything of it, brother.
That's right.
Why? Oh, we already had a woman president, and we already had a dude who wants to be a woman president.
Yeah, come on.
Everything is getting programmed. Everything is getting programmed. And some Christians, we're just too asleep, and we're too in love with the world to see it.
Yeah.
I can't watch TV with my kids anymore because there's a commercial with men kissing each other.
Yeah.
Kids, close your eyes.
Yeah.
Women and women.
Yeah.
And they're getting programmed to think that's normal. Cartoons. Disney.
Yeah.
It's all coming. It's all coming to a head. Let me give you this one. Has anybody ever heard of... See, that's the thing with being a missionary to Mexico. I remember in Spanish, it's called the Cielo Moto, which is, it's an earthquake, but in heaven. And earthquake. And nobody's heard of it?
No.
Google it. It sounds like a stinking trumpet.
Whoa.
And it's happening more and more and more. Why, Pastor Gomez? I honestly think people are getting programmed to, oh, it's just an earthquake. And when that trumpet sounds,
yeah.
Oh, we'll know because we'll be gone, sister. In the twinkling of an eye, you betcha, we'll know. But the world will have an explanation if it's either UFOs or somebody said, what if we were in quarantine when it happens? That'll no, but people won't find out for a while. You got so many things now and so many, I mean, I'm telling you, the devil is playing his, and the church gets sidetracked and we ought not to get sidetracked from what the Lord put us here to do, which is to tell people about the gospel. That primitive church was being persecuted and they're having services in cemeteries. And God still expected them to share the gospel. They're getting burned at the stake. And God still expected them to share the gospel. Oh no, but they might make fun of us, preacher. I don't want to. Come on now. Our price that we pay is nothing to what others paid. So that we can have this Bible, so that we could have the gospel. So I want to encourage you, church. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 16. You'll probably be there already. Bless you. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 16. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. But thanks be to God, which put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you. Paul is talking about mission work and how Titus didn't really want to do it. He didn't. He was busy. But watch what it says in verse 17. For indeed he accepted the exhortation. I could just stop there and preach for a while and talk to you about a church who accepts exhortation. Nowadays, nobody can be exhorted. I mean, people come to church and they're like this, in a defensive stance. And they're waiting for the pastor to say something so that they can say, I'm out of here. They're all the same. They're all judgmental. They hate everybody. By the way, when I just said something about homosexuals, somebody would say that's hate speech. No, sir. I didn't mention hurting them. I didn't mention doing anything bad to them. And can I tell you something else? God loves them. And can I tell you something else? I think God can save them. But what if they're happy that way? The drunk is happy that way. The druggie's happy that way. You got to tell them there's a better life in Jesus. Well, I'm scared they're going to call me a homophobe. Well, that's because they're ignorant. Homophobia is you're scared. I'm not scared of them. I'm not. I'll shake their hand. I'll tell them Jesus loves you, man. Yeah. Yes. Now watch this. We're there. Where are we at? Man, y'all get sidetracked so easy. 17. For indeed he accepted the exhortation, church. We have to be able to accept exhortation. We can't come to a church where we expect to be patted on the back the whole year. No, that's like you wanting not to ever discipline your kids. Tell me who has ever had good kids and never disciplined them. Not one person in this world. So you come to church, and if the pastor steps on your toes, you say, amen. Why? Because he's doing it. God has given him that word for you so you can fix that stuff. And I guarantee you with all my heart, if this man steps on your toes, he's not doing it out of malice. He's doing it because God told him to, and he wants to help you. He wants to help your family. If you ever think differently, you need to come to the altar and say, God, get that bitterness out of my heart.
Amen.
He accepted the exhortation. Watch this. I love this. But being more forward. Not only did he accept it, he went more forward. Of his own accord, woo, he went unto you. Not only did he accept what the missionary told him, he said, you know what? He's right. And he went on a mission trip. Watch this. 18. Here's our message. And we have sent with him the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches. And not that only, but who was also chosen of the churches to travel with us with disgrace, which is administered by us to the glory of the same Lord, and a declaration of your ready mind. Amen? And then it says, verse 22, and we have sent with them our brother, whom we have oftentimes proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent upon the great confidence which I have in you. 23, whether any do inquire of Titus, he is my partner and the fellow helper concerning you, or our brethren be inquired of. They are the messengers of the churches and the glory of Christ. I want to preach tonight, with God's help, on the brother. The brother. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please speak to us tonight. Lord, we give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. Lord, thank you for speaking to us this morning. And Lord, just giving a good spirit in the church. Do the same tonight. Lord, help us to forget about whatever's going on out there and to concentrate on your word, on what you want to say to us. Lord, help us to be involved in missions. Help us to see this example, this Bible example of the brother. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. The brother. The brother. We don't know much about the brother. We don't know if he was tall or short. We don't know if he was skinny or fat. We don't know if he was a Republican. We know he wasn't a Democrat. I'm joking. Come on. Wink, wink. We don't know much about, we really don't. It's the brother. We don't know who his family was. Listen, we don't even know if he was a Jew or a Gentile. We don't know. All it says is the brother. The brother. The brother. But guys, to me, it's refreshing because nowadays everything is about me. 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 People on Facebook, look at me. I want to debate somebody. I want to be on YouTube. I want to be, but it's not to help the Christians. It's not to give God the glory. It's to make a name for themselves. And I am talking about Independent Baptist. And here's this guy in God's word, and it says, the brother. Maybe he was Mexican. Hey, brother. I don't know. It doesn't say. We just know he's the brother. So, we don't know much about him, but I'm going to preach tonight on what we do know about the brother. Are you here with me? Okay, I'm going to give you four things real quick about the brother. First of all, I want you to see, we don't know much about him, but we see his testimony. The brother had a testimony. Look at verse 18. In verse 18, the Bible says, and we have sent with him the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches. The brother was known in all the churches. And they had nothing but praise for the brother. Not only in his local church, he was a blessing in other churches. Hey man, last week the brother came in and helped us. Oh man, I'll tell you that brother. Yeah. Now next he's going to go to that other church. And of course he talked to his pastor. It's okay. And then he went to this other church and helped this people. And now they're building a church. So he's over there building the people. This guy did not play around, man. He was a real deal. He believed it. And even though his praises was in all the churches, Holy Spirit says, just put on there the brother. Can you imagine the writer going, the brother? The Holy Spirit says, trust me, they'll know who it is. You know why? Testimony. A testimony. And so, we'll go to 19. Look at verse 19. It says that not only that, but who was also chosen of the churches. So not only was he known of the churches, he was chosen of the churches to travel with us with this grace, which is administered by us to the glory of the same Lord and the declaration of your ready mind. So the brother was chosen of the churches. He was trusted. He had a testimony. We need people with a testimony. We need people with a testimony. Well, I don't care what anybody says. I mean, that's good and that's bad. We need to have a testimony. We need to have a testimony, a good testimony. What is it, brother? A good name is to be desired more than gold? To be chosen? Yeah. So the brother, we don't know much about him, but we know the guy had a testimony.
Amen.
And the churches loved him. Man, the church is chosen. Isn't that something? Second thing we see about the brother. Look at that. We're on point two. I'm telling you, we're going to get out of here quick. Quick. The 4 point has like 30 sub points, so don't get too excited. Point number dos. I love this. Go to verse 19. We read 19, but we'll read the last part of that verse. Look at what it says. By the way, the brother, we don't know much about him, but we know he had a testimony. And number two, we know he had a ready mind. A ready mind. Can I preach to you a little bit tonight? He had a ready mind. That means he was willing and he was ready to do whatever needed to get done. Unlike a lot of our Christians nowadays who come to church with their mind made up. They don't come. Oh, sorry, I'm doing it again, sister. I just move around a lot. I'm sorry. Sorry, folks back at home. I'm sorry. They're probably thinking, we sit here. Why can't you just be still? Stay right here. He had a ready mind. That means he was willing. But most of our people come to church and they already have their mind made up. They're not willing to get taught by the book. They're not willing to be corrected by the book. They're not willing to be offended. And so we've got a lot of churches not preaching the book because they're scared of people. And I remember the scripture says, man, those men of God said, we'd rather listen to God than man. We can't stop doing what we're doing. And so watch this. Go to verse, where are we at? Sister, we probably lost everybody back over there on Facebook. 19b. Okay, good, good. Thank y'all for sticking with me. It says, watch this. It says, and the churches, and not that only, but who was also chosen of the churches. Watch. Who chose him? Churches. To travel with us with this grace, which is administered by us to the glory of the same Lord. Watch, watch. And a declaration of your what? Ready mind. So the church had a ready mind. They had to choose somebody who was like-minded. Who did they think of? The brother. Brother, he had a ready mind. He was willing. How willing are you when you come in? I mean, as long as he doesn't ask for too much. No, wrong answer. Is that your final answer? Guys, if God has gloriously saved us and he gave his life for us, why can we not give our life for him? Why do we put fences and hedges and say, oh, God, I'll give you this much, but not, don't mess with that. God, I'll give you this, but not this. God, I'll change this, but not this. That's not a ready mind. That's a mind made up. Not the brother. Not the brother. Look what it says, verse 12. Oh, I love this. Watch this. 11. Verse 11. Now therefore perform the doing of it. This is talking about missions giving. That as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have. Now watch, 12. For if there be first a what? Ooh, you see how important that is? It's the first thing it says. It says, for if there be first a willing mind It is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that that he hath not. God's not giving you give what you don't have. God's saying you give what you do have. But he's saying you got to be willing. You first have to be willing. And so, we don't know much about the brother, but we know he has had a testimony. And not only that, he had a ready mind. He was ready. Man, I tell you what, you want to help your pastor out? You want to help your preacher out? By the way, you ought to want to help your preacher out. He's here to help me. Man, how selfish are you? You got to help him too. You want to help him, you pray for him. You want to help him, you come to this building with a ready mind. We're going to do, we're going to show a movie. Oh, what are we, the cinema? Shut your mouth. If you're not going to say something nice, shut it. Let the people who have a willing mind, let them do it. Amen. Woo, it got serious in here, preacher. I think I stepped on somebody's toe. You're smart. You picked up the offering before. Smart. He still hasn't taken me on for support, so we're still... Okay. Okay, kicked out of here, man. Okay. That mind. By the way, Satan goes after your mind. We've never seen a pandemic of this proportion, except we did in 1918. Yeah. It was worse. Yeah. When I say we've never seen a pandemic to this proportion, we're talking about the fear. Yeah. They want you to be afraid. They're already talking about a second wave. Yeah. There might be a third wave. They're saying it's mutating, and washing your hands and putting a mask might not be enough to stop it. I'm telling you, it's in the news. It's just, they come up with new stuff every day to make you scared and to get a hold of your mind so God can't do anything with your mind because you're too busy worrying about COVID. Again, I'm not telling you to go to Walmart and start hugging people. Especially not Walmart. Whew. Have you seen those freaks? Anyways. Woo! Scary. Don't do that, okay? Give them a track. But you can't live in fear. You cannot live in fear. Okay, so let's go on. Let's go. Third point. We're almost done. I told you we had four. We're halfway there. Amen. The brother, we don't know much about him, but we know his testimony. We know his ready mind. And I love this. He was diligent. Are you folks here with me tonight? He was diligent. He was diligent. Listen, does anybody here have kids, children? Yes. Raise your hand. Okay. Okay. Second question. Has anybody ever been a child here? Okay. That's everybody. Okay. So we know that you're going to know what I'm talking about. Here I am. Sorry. I lied to you. Watch this. If you're either a kid or you have kids, you've gone through this. Mom or dad says, take out the garbage or trash. Who's ever done it first time they tell you? Probably people who get beat. That's who does it. But most of us, you take it like it's a sugerencia. It's a suggestion. Mom suggested that I take out the trash. Yeah? Are you here with me? You say, oh, yeah, those kids do it. Hey, you were a child too. Don't forget. You know. For our generation, oh, mom, I got this level, one more level, one more life. Some of these folks are like, I'm playing with rocks, hold on. You know, I'm making fire. You're really old. But we put it off, we put it off. Again, some people here actually love the Lord and they're you know, sanctified. Some of us, we're just a little rebellious. And mom and dad says, take it out. Amen? Yeah. And you get to the point where the decibels go up. Yeah. The eyes come down. Boy or girl, if you don't take out the trash, I'm either going to whoop you or I'm going to ground you or I'm going to put you in the ground. And it's like, okay.
Right? And you look outside and there's your son or your daughter taking out the trash and they're doing this bit right here. And they're dragging it, you know, the bag rips and there's trash going everywhere. And then they grab it. And mom and dad are giving you the stink eye. You're like, what? I did what you said. I took it out. Listen to me tonight. Delayed obedience is still disobedience. Delayed obedience is still disobedience. This guy was diligent. That means he got it done. Look at verse 22. Verse 22. We don't know much about the brother, but man, this book, it says there in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 22, and we have sent with him, with them, who? Our brother. There he is. Our brother. Whom we have oftentimes proved what? Not one time. Not a one-hit wonder. Not a one-trick pony. He said, oftentimes. The brother, can you take out the... Whoa, that was quick. Diligent. Oftentimes. More than once. I did it last week. Okay. You need to do it this week too. Yeah. Oftentimes prove diligent. Watch this now. In many. Ooh, that'll preach. Pastor, if you want me to, I can do the announcements. Pastor, I can. Look. Pastor, I can do the singing. Pastor, I can do the Facebook Live. Pastor, I can do. What about the little stuff? What about, Pastor, I can vacuum the church. Pastor, I can take out the trash. Pastor, I can cut the grass. It said that many people will do great things for God, but few people will do small things for God. Man, that's awesome. I don't know who this brother was, but I know he had a ready mind. He had a testimony. Churches loved him. And then the Bible says he was diligent. In many things. Many things, guys. That means you could see the brother sweeping. You could see the brother cutting the grass. And it wasn't by push mower. It was, you know. Next day you could see him visiting the poor and visiting the widows. And helping this and helping that. And the scripture is very clear. The Bible says he was proved in many things and he was diligent. And I love this. It says, but now much more diligent. What? How do you beat diligent? The brother did. He was more diligent. That's not awesome to you guys? That's awesome to me. That's amazing. If somebody says, Brother Jose's diligent, I'll take it. If they go, he's more diligent, that makes you feel like a superhero. The brother was more diligent upon the great confidence which I have in you. The brother loved missions. And he loved taking these offerings to the poor in Israel. And he was more diligent to reach people for the Lord and to help people out. And guys, can I say we need to do the same thing? We need to be more diligent in our missions giving, in our local missions as well, reaching our people. More diligent for God's work. I'm going to finish. Number four. We'll be done. We made it. Amen. The brother, we don't know much about him, but we know he had a testimony. We know he had a ready mind. We know that he was diligent. And the fourth thing, I want you to see his reward. His reward. His reward was not his first and last name being put in the book. This is his reward. Go to verse 22. We already read verse 22. We have sent with them the brother. But watch verse 23. Whether any do inquire of Titus, he is my partner and fellow helper concerning you. Or our what? Our brethren. Who's in the brethren? The brother. He's in there. If they be inquired of, Listen to this, man. Like, his name's not put in the book, but then he gives them this title. They are the messengers of the churches. That's a good title. And the glory of Christ. What would you do for the glory of God in your life? The Bible talks about a man who wanted to buy the power of the Holy Spirit. Couldn't do it with money. So many people that pray for their kids, for their children, for their home. They pray for their church. We pray for our country and our nation and our cities and our, you know, states. What would you do for God's glory? That was his reward. The glory of God was all over wherever the brother went. I mean, we know we're not about feelings, man, but you could feel it. It was palpable. There's something about that brother. What's his name? The brother. All right, brother. What would you do for God's glory? What would you do? You can't buy it. You can't fake it till you make it. This guy had it. That was his reward. His reward was God's glory. And so let me tell you this. Anonymity on earth doesn't equal anonymity in heaven. My daughter sang a song. We sang a song in the family. And how does it go, Samantha? My name may never be on in history on a plaque. Sing that first part for me. Can you stand up and sing it real quick? The sister has a willing mind. Sing it out loud, babe. Come on, family, let's sing it. But there's a record book. My name is written in. It was recorded there when I was born again. No one can blot it out. It's sealed forevermore. It's in the book of life, kept by the Lord. Amen. You can have your plaques. You can have your parades. I want to be in his record book. Let's bow our heads. Let's close our eyes. The brother. We need more brothers. We need more sisters. Would you tell the Lord, Lord, I don't care if they know my name or not. I just want to serve you. I want to have a willing mind. I want to have a ready mind. I want to have a testimony. Lord, I want to be diligent. We've been hearing about missions this whole month. And Lord, it's time to give to me.